Hi, everyone. Welcome to Nursing 310, Shalom and Professional Nursing Practice. I'm Carrie Stammer, the instructor for this course. And I thought you might find it helpful to go through the syllabus together a little bit like you would generally on your first day of class. So this is our way of doing it online. So if you have not pulled up the syllabus yet and have it in front of you, please do so now before you listen, because I will be kind of walking through this page by page just to help you understand the layout of the course and what is expected of you. So I'm going to start on page one, kind of just talks about what the course is about. This bridge course is designed to orient the RN to BSN completion students to baccalaureate level education. So we're going to look at the Christian worldview as we look at theoretical, scientific and ethical foundations of nursing as a human science, performing art, and healing ministry, specifically as an approach to promote shalom, which is health, peace, and wholeness from the biblical perspective, as well as social justice. One of the things you'll hear us talk about frequently in this course is shalom, and throughout the entire program, you'll be asked to incorporate shalom and Christ-like caring throughout all of the interactions that you have. And sometimes that's hard online to actually demonstrate that. So we'll look more at how are you reflecting, how are you writing that or demonstrating that through your writing that you would demonstrate that. So understanding what shalom means, health, wholeness, and peace for the human body. We really focus on not just the person as a physical illness or what we are treating, but we look at them, their mental, their physical, as well as their spiritual side, and that we are not whole beings unless all of that is fixed and all of that is in line with each other and with God. And so we're going to help you. If that's not an area you're comfortable with, that's all right. We're going to work through that together, and hopefully with each course, you'll become a little bit more comfortable with incorporating your faith into your nursing practice. This course also looks at mission work. We start to think about a little bit of missions. There is a mission requirement that can be completed through any point throughout this 8 weeks. And at the end of the syllabus, or as we go through the syllabus, there are some pages that talk more specifically about this experience, so I'll talk more about it there. So the rest of page one just talks about general statements from the Iowa Board of Nursing, how you need to basically be a good person. And if you have had some criminal offenses, make sure that you let us know what those are. But you know, you're all employed. And so you guys understand all of this, a lot of this already. On page two, the ADA policy statement. This is a statement that we have to have in all of the syllabi. And that basically states, if you happen to have a learning disability, we would love to know about that so we can help make accommodations for you so we can make your learning the best possible way that we can for you. If you do not let us know of that learning disability, then we have to continue to treat everyone the same within the class with how we handle late assignments or how we give assignments and that type of thing. So if you feel like you have a learning disability, please let me know and I will work with you to make sure that we get the proper ADA requirements set up for you. The bottom part of this page talks about the academic integrity policy at Northwestern College. And basically, honesty, integrity is utmost important in all of the work that you do. It talks about if you're dishonest, if you just lie and be trying to be deceitful in something that you had said. There talks about cheating. What is cheating on page three? What is plagiarism? Plagiarism is one of the things that's the hardest, I believe, to get around or to really understand if you're plagiarizing or not, simply because there's so much information out there online. And so it's important to take a minute and read something, but then paraphrase it or put it in your own words. And if you are not, if you really like the quote that you got from somewhere else, then you need to cite that source appropriately. It's okay to do that. It's okay to use other people's thoughts as long as you give it credit to that person who those thoughts are. So throughout our papers, generally, we love resources. We're going to ask you to use multiple resources in the different papers you submit. So you'll be doing a lot of research of different articles to implement within this course. But for the most part, we would love to paraphrase, and you still give credit to the idea when you paraphrase, to the source, who that general idea came from, but you don't have to put the quotes around that section because it's not word for word. if you are thinking that you really can't paraphrase that any better and you feel like it's most important that you would leave that and give credit to that author, then that needs to be cited appropriately, put in quotation marks or indented depending on how much it is. And then again, the reference needs to be listed there as well. That is all part of APA formatting, and that is the format that all BSN programs use, because the medical profession, the nursing profession, uses that form within their grammar. So if you're not familiar with APA formatting, I do have some samples there, and there's also some websites listed in the course, and there's also our library has wonderful resources for you to help you understand what that means and how to get your papers looking that way. And if that makes you nervous, it's all right. This is maybe your first course here at Northwestern, and we'll work with you to make sure that you're understanding how to do it. So I will do my best to work with you. But back to the syllabus, the cheating and plagiarism. If you have a question on how to quote something, please ask. We do have ways of checking to see if something has been plagiarized or you just took a paper off of the internet. We have resources we will submit your papers to see if anything comes back as completely copied or plagiarized. So just make sure that you're just trying your best and giving it 100% to figure out how to do and how to learn this process the best you can. And we should work with you as well. If you are caught with cheating or plagiarism, academic dishonesty in any way, it will be addressed by the nursing department. On page five, it talks about professional conduct, ANA code of ethics. You have been nurses for a while now, some of you, and you understand what this means. Pages 5 through 8 talk about that professional code of ethics and conduct that we expect of you, and I'm sure that you already demonstrate on a daily basis. So please review those pages. On page 9 is our social media policy for students. I'm sure you're aware of social media with Facebook and Snapchat and cell phones and taking pictures and how illegal that is to do that. You cannot talk about your classes or anything that we talk about in the classes or anything you see in your service learning or clinical experiences on Facebook. That goes against our social media policy. And a lot of you have already signed a form for the social media policy that you are abiding by that. If you have not, I will be in contact with you to sign the form. But this isn't anything new from where you are currently employed. Privacy of our patients and creating an atmosphere of learning in the classroom where people can share openly is of utmost importance. So we just really want to make sure we adhere to this very well so everyone can feel comfortable in class and what they do. Page 11 talks about the college mission statement and our vision for learning. It talks about also our mission of our baccalaureate nursing program in general. So our mission of the nursing department is to promote shalom, again, which is health, wholeness, and peace from the biblical perspective. Also hope and healing, primarily by developing practitioners who are committed to continuing Jesus' healing ministry and who advocate for social justice, healthy environments, and healthy communities. It is based on a biblical framework of health and healing as described in Matthew 25, verses 35 through 40, and other accounts of Jesus' healing ministry, and as well as supported by other scholarly works. So the Bible verse that we really embrace as a nursing department is, again, Matthew 25, verses 35 through 40, and it states, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of my brothers, you did it as well to me." So throughout the program, we're going to be talking about that verse and how do we incorporate that into the care that we provide on a daily basis. On page 12 in the syllabus, it talks about, again, the Christian code of ethics for Christian nursing, and this is specific to the nursing department. You can read through those as well. The pages, next, quite a few pages, the next five pages, pages 13 through 18, actually talk about quality and safety education for nurses. Sometimes you'll hear us abbreviate that as QSEN, And that basically talks about knowledge, skills, and attitudes that are essential for quality nursing care, nursing practice in various categories. And you can look at each of these. I'm not going to read these to you, but the outline or the next few pages talk about what it looks like in patient-centered care, in teamwork and collaboration, in evidence-based practice, quality improvement, as well safety, and the last is informatics. So we're going to look at all of those as we have incorporated QCIN competencies throughout the program outcomes, throughout some of the assignments, and it may not be evident to you in what you're doing, but as faculty, we are looking to make sure that you are meeting those requirements within what is QCIN has set up for nurses. And so just be aware that we are looking for these and we value them very much in our program. All right, page 19, when you get to this, it looks very much the same as page 1 because it is the same as page 1. And we do that purpose because if students want to print their syllabus, a lot of times they don't necessarily need all that stuff in the front on a daily basis. But these next few pages are really the nuts and bolts of what they're going to see in the course. And so they print the last part of the syllabus. And so for face-to-face courses, if the students want to print it, they can just print, or same as you, if you would like to just print from 19 to the end, that's a lot of times what students will do. So we've already talked about page 19. Page 20 is actually our course outcomes. So all of our assignments and readings that you are going to be doing are designed for you to meet these program outcomes. And so please, I'm not going to take the time to read them to you, but as for each assignment that you do, you are going to be meeting one or more of these program outcomes. The next pages are what students love to see, and this is basically the outline of their weeks to come. So as you can see it on the left-hand side, I have the session weeks labeled 1 through 8, 1 through 9 maybe, if I turn to that page, 1 through 8, yep. And then each week it talks about what is due. It talks about the content area to be covering, as well as the learning experience, the readings that are required, and the assignments. So each week, you know, if you're not online and you want to have a quick snapshot of what's due when, you can look right here in the syllabus. The weekly discussions, and when it says assignment, the weekly discussions, there's actually for a discussion, you have an initial post, and then you are also expected to do a reply post. Your initial post is due by Friday night at midnight, with your response post done by Sunday night at midnight. And I have a rubric with what I'm looking for in those posts, so we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But just so you know, for the weekly discussions, initial post is due by Friday night at midnight for that week, and then the response post is due by that following Sunday night by midnight. I strongly encourage all of you to not be a procrastinator. I know sometimes it happens, and it's just, for some of us, that's how we function. But technology sometimes is our friend, and sometimes it can be very frustrating. And so if everybody waits till, you know, 11:50 at night to make their post, sometimes there are technical difficulties and Blackboard can't handle all of that influx of submission at that same time. So in order to avoid hopefully some of that complication, if you could get your initial post done prior to that, Friday night at midnight, that would be probably in your best interest. You'll also see the next assignment for week 2 is a journal entry. That will also be due by Friday night at midnight of that week. So as we're looking through all of the assignments, I will talk about, there's a grading rubric here in the next few pages of the syllabus, and I'll talk you through each of those, what they mean a little bit more. So I'm kind of flipping through here to the bottom of page 23. All assignments are going to be submitted through Blackboard. You've been obviously in the course to get this podcast, and you've seen I have the week set up. Every week has the information as well as your assignment due, and then your place to post that assignment. And you will find the grades once I get them graded back in the gradebook under those grades. And I generally do give feedback on everything. I feel like that's the best way to learn. So please take the time to, once you actually go back in to view your grade, if you click that assignment, it will open it back up and you should be able to view any comments that I have made regarding your assignment. So also, Besides them being submitted in Blackboard, they also need to be all written in APA format. And, you know, the posts do not, when I say APA format, the large papers at the end will need an introduction and they'll need subheadings. But for your weekly discussions and your journal entries, basically the information I need is if you're going to be using outside resources, you need to just reference them. You don't need the introductions. You don't need the formal paper information. But the APA, when I say APA format, I'm basically meaning you need to write a professional paper, complete sentences, complete paragraphs. And if you're using an outside source, you need to just reference that and then provide a reference list at the end. So that's what that is indicating. Liability insurance. You should hopefully all be aware that you do need to have some liability insurance. They say $2 to $4 million for the duration of the enrollment in the BSN program. And that basically is because of the service learning opportunities that you have, as well as you don't have any clinical in this course, but in some of your next nursing courses, you will have that clinical component. And though you may not be providing direct care, you are already a licensed nurse. And so therefore, you may be asked to do some teaching, you may be asked to do a skill, give an immunization. Depending on where you are at, they may ask you to do those things. And your insurance that you have from your employment does not cover you when you're out as a student. And so that is the reason why you do need to have $2 to $4 million health insurance while you're in the program here. There are various places you can get that. If you have specific questions about that, please let me know. There's a confidentiality statement next on page 24. Again, I'm not going to review that. We've talked about that. Attendance and online activity is very important. You need to be in the course at least 4 to 6 times per week. There is a strong correlation between class attendance or your online activity and completion of the required work for this class and doing well in the class. So the more time you spend, obviously, the better you'll do. But I do understand you all have busy lives and you're going to do the best you can to understand and to give it as much time as you possibly can. Sometimes it takes finding that right routine, maybe after the kids go to bed, or maybe they have an activity where they're, if you have children, not involved with you for a few hours a day or during a weekend or whenever you have your time set aside for you to be able to study so you can have some quiet time. But I do strongly recommend that you try to schedule it in so it does become a priority. Class rules for online and if we talk in person and during collaborate discussions, I am here to facilitate your needs to help you understand this content the best that you can. But my then hope for you is that you would also be respectful and you would do your best with your assignments that you are submitting and that you would have an open line of communication with me. I understand things in life happen and we will work with you the best we can, but I can't work with you unless I know. So I strongly encourage you to, again, communicate with me. You can call me, you can email me. You can get my cell phone number is posted there as well. Feel free to use that. I would love the opportunity to visit with you if something comes up or you have concerns of any sort. Page 25 talks about netiquette and group dynamics. If you have not ever posted, there's been a lot of this even on the news about, you know, yelling with is similar to capital letters in a discussion, exclamation points making you seem like you're saying something more forcefully as well. So if you need to brush up on your netiquette do's and don'ts, please read on page 25 of your syllabus. There's different learning things you're going to do. There may be a mini podcasted lecture discussion. There's threaded discussions. There's journal entries, collaborative learning. We use a thing called Collaborate at the college, and Collaborate is kind of like Skype in that it's a private educational way for us to see each other face to face. And we probably won't use Collaborate except for at the end, during week 7 and 8, you'll need to give a presentation. And that will be a private presentation between myself and you about the theorist of your choice. And I will talk about that assignment here in just a little bit. But that's what Collaborate means. There's not going to be much for simulated experiences in this class, but you will use videos. There you'll do research outside of class. You'll use websites, interactive websites, to help you learn about theorists. And then we also have our service learning. Important part on the bottom of page 25 is the grading scale. Our passing is 75, is a C, 75 to 78. You can see that point there. And you need to get a 75 in the course to pass the course. On page 26, talks about how we're going to be evaluating you, the percentage of each assignment and how it is broken down there. Each one is weighted for 100% total. Again, you must get a combined cumulative score greater equal to or greater than 75% in order to pass this course. Late paper policy, again on page 26, it says 5 points will be deducted from the evaluation of the paper or the assignment for each day it is late, unless arrangements have been made in advance with the professor. So if you know you can't get something submitted on time, I generally will always grade with grace, meaning you will be given an extension if needed, as long as you communicate with me and let me know. If you just don't post and you tell me late, oh, something came up last minute, it's harder for me to know if you truly just forgot or, you know, if that really was something that had happened. So if you anticipate anything, please, again, communicate with me in advance and I'll work with you. Our required books are there. I was sent that out to you in an email before, so that shouldn't be new. On page 27 talks about the grading rubric for the threaded discussions. And, you know, one of the best parts about the BSN program is, number one, there's no tests in this course. And number two, if you follow the rubrics that we have for each assignment, you should be able to get all of the points because we tell you exactly what we are looking for, which is, as a student, that's just one of the best things, I think. So make sure that you're reading through what I'm looking for the discussion questions or the threaded discussions. To get an excellent or 20 points, you need to focus on the question itself and answer that. You're going to make logical and creative application of the readings and videos to your own experience. If you have some, you can apply. And identify thoughtful questions central to the discussion. Utilize sources other than just the text resources for information. So that means besides the readings that I have for you, you're going out and you're searching in EBSCOhost from one of the library sites, and you are trying to find other resources to help substantiate the information you are learning. You're also going to carefully listen to others, and that's basically read what others are saying and read that with an open mind and build on the questions answered by your peers. So all your entries are posted by your due date. So again, initial post by Friday night with a response post by Sunday night at midnight. They need to be in correct spelling and grammar. The initial post needs to be a minimum of 2 paragraphs in length, with the response post at least 1 paragraph. You need to have resources in your main post, in your initial post, as well, at least 1 in your response post as well. Okay, Wikipedia, I have that in there. Non-scholarly websites are not appropriate as references, although sometimes if you look something up on Wikipedia, if you look down at the reference section at the bottom of the page, it will give you a whole list of references that they used in creating that information for that site. So you can use sometimes one of those if you would read that article from there. That's sometimes a good starting point as well. Okay, so when I grade the threaded discussions, I will utilize this rubric and see if you have met those criteria. And for the journal entries, we talked about that on page 28. Each one, we have a special format we'd like you to use. We call it SQRA format. S stands for summary of the readings. Q is questions about the topic or readings. R is your reflection and your faith integration. Incorporated your critical thinking and analysis, and as well as your feelings, and then an action section based on your reflection. So when you submit your entry, I need to see a S section, I need to see a Q section, I need to see an R section, I need to see an A section. And if you have all of those things there, that's wonderful. Then you will basically probably get all of the points that you need for that course, as long as you're demonstrating critical thinking and application of that information as well. Page 29 talks about the service learning component. Service learning is very highly valued at Northwestern College, and it basically is incorporated into almost every course. So the service learning component for this course includes collaboration between you and a community partner. You need to prepare for the service learning experience related to the community awareness and course expectations. So you can't just generally show up. You have to do a little bit of thought as to what you want to do, where you want to go, and why you want to be there. And then you need to do two service learning experiences, 1 to 2 hours each. And then you need to do a guided reflection. And on the next page, I talk about what you need to write about in your paper after this experience. But you need to have, think about where you would like to go. Do you want to go to a women and children's shelter? We have the Bridge here in Orange City if you're local. Otherwise, you can find a place where you're at. Can you communicate with the director of that facility? And is there something you could do? Could you go in and teach a health topic? Could you help provide daycare for them? Is there something going on with your local church that you could help volunteer to do? We are pretty flexible and are pretty open to ideas and suggestions. A lot of times students come with great ideas that we had never even thought of. So one thing I do recommend, though, is as you're thinking about what you would like to do, please run them by me for approval, just because I want to make sure that if you're spending your time that it's appropriate for what we are looking for. So basically, if you switch to page 30, then it talks about once you're done with the experiences, you will need to write a paper based on your experiences. And so this is what we are looking for in the paper. Okay, no more than 7 pages in length. It needs to be an APA format. And so it needs to be not necessarily research, because this is about your service, and so you don't need to add extra resources necessarily, but we want to know, what is a Christian worldview? What does shalom mean as it is understood and lived? So that can be some research. Sometimes I've had students add research there, because yet in this course, you don't really understand what that means or how that can be implemented. So I strongly encourage you possibly to use the resources there. And then how does one live a life of professional development, personal development? How do you continue to be a lifelong learner? How do you continue to learn from those around you and apply it? And then each of these sections I will be looking for as I'm looking for your paper, that you're answering these questions as you're writing your paper. And you can see how the point breakdown is for each one of those. All right. Moving on to page 31, Nursing and Shalom. This is basically your nursing philosophy paper. This is one, again, that is written in APA format. And if you follow the rubrics, what we have here, what we are looking for in your descriptions, in what the questions we're asking in your responses, you should be able to get all the points. So this paper, the general outline for what we're looking for is on page 31. The actual grading rubric that is followed, this is a general Northwestern College writing competency rubric, and I have incorporated the elements of this paper into this rubric as well. So if you follow this rubric as you're writing it with what we are looking for, you again will be able to do very well on this paper as well. And this goes through page 35. Page 36 of the syllabus talks about, this is the last assignment you're going to be submitting, and this is basically where you get to choose a nursing theorist and learn about their theory, and then you need to apply this theory to a case study. Maybe it's someone you know or you've already worked with, but how are you can you integrate that nursing theory into the care you provided, into the assessments you've made, what nursing diagnosis fit, and how can you base your rationale on that theory and what we're going to do to help that person? And again, as you start researching different theories, this assignment will make more sense to you. Then when we talk about that collaborate presentation at the end, the bottom part of the section is that theorist presentation. So we are looking at you talking about a nursing theorist, what their theory is, what are the basic concepts discussed in their theory. We're going to have you look at, critique that theory based on some evaluation framework that you find in the textbook, in your George textbook. Explain the usefulness of theory in practice, applied theory in a nursing process case study, which you already did in your paper. So when you're presenting your case, here, your nursing presentation, it can be a quick little slide that kind of demonstrates that. Again, it's through a Collaborate presentation, and then prepare your handout or PowerPoint in APA format. So basically what students have done is they put together, they take their paper, and they kind of put it as well into the PowerPoint format. And so as we're doing Collaborate, basically they're giving a presentation to me with their PowerPoint, kind of summing up their paper, but their presentation talks more about the theorist than just the case study. So you tell me more about the theory, the theorist and their theory, and how well you feel their theory was in general. So they are slightly different, but yet they are integrated. This presentation we will actually schedule with me one-on-one whenever it fits into both of our schedules, one of the last 2 weeks of class. So this is kind of, I don't want to say like your final exam, but it's the kind of the end of the course major project that you will be completing. All right, then on page 37, again, because sometimes they only print the last few pages, 37, 38, and 39, just talk about liability insurance and our lab policy for nursing students, code, dress code. But again, you will not be having clinicals. You do not have any clinical attire for us yet at this point. But when you are out in public doing your service learning, we expect you to be in casual dress clothes, no jeans, no tennis shoes. We want you to wear your Northwestern name tag, all of those things. We would like you to represent the college appropriately. All right, and the last few pages are the bibliography. Those are just resources and text information that we feel would be beneficial to you as you go through the program if you're needing other resources. I would like to draw your attention to the last page. That has some theorist websites on it, and you might find those very helpful to you as you're putting together your practice evaluation paper and theorist presentation. So that might be a helpful resource for you on that last page as well. All right, and that is the syllabus. So I want you to know that I welcome your questions. If you have concerns throughout the course, I really want to hear them and do my best to work with you. I'm very excited to get to know each one of you and develop a great friendship and mentorship so I can do my best to help you reach your educational goals. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to ask. Goodbye.